It's March 31st, the day when the Australian Formula One Grand Prix was run for the first time in 1928 on Phillip Island. Martina Hingis became the youngest woman to reach the number one ranking in 1997.
She's done it!
So uninhibited joy from Martina Hingis, who becomes Wimbledon's second youngest champion.
Birthday, Shirley Jones turns 86. The star of the musicals Oklahoma and Carousel was the mum in the Partridge Family.
Those kids were really looking forward to this trip. Tracy wanted to meet Hansel and Gretel. Danny wanted to see where the Kaiser lived.
Actor Christopher Walken is 77 today, starred in a stack of movies and was a Bond villain in A View to a Kill.
You should have accepted my more than generous offer.
Rhea Perlman is 72, best known for playing Carla on Cheers. Did you know she's married to Danny DeVito?
You can't just waltz in here and insult people and start ordering everyone around. Why not? Because it's my job.
Environmental activist and former US Vice President Al Gore is also 72.
Buy green electricity where you can. I mentioned automobiles. Buy a hybrid.
AC/DC's iconic lead guitarist Angus Young turns 65 today. He's now the only surviving original member of the band. Strictly Ballroom star Paul Mercurio is 57.
You know, I was 10 years with Sydney Dance Company. I like to think of it as the golden years of the dance company, and they were to me.
And Scottish actor Ewan McGregor turns 49, played Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Star Wars prequels.
You were right about one thing, Master. The negotiations were short.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of Ronnie Corbett, one half of the classic British comedy team, the Two Ronnies. He was 85 when he died in 2016.
This can't be right. I'm sure there's one subject as good. Oh, here we are. English, yes. English. His knowledge of vocabulary is lamentably deficient. I knew I was good at English.
Remembering Ronnie Corbett on March 31st.